Gina Torres of the Hillsborough County Metropolitan Planning Organization presented ideas to the Tampa City Council that can be established within the year to make the road safer for both cyclists and car drivers.
That sign that you see there could be actually placed on the back of a sign that's already existing. So you're not paying for another pole and another sign. You put a sticker on the back of it or maybe mount another sign that says cycle shoe, going the wrong way. And we think if we can get more of these out, this is at least going to solve some of those problems. But this also, this is an outreach piece that we have to get out to people. If a cyclist is wearing blue, a motorist is not going to see them at nighttime until they're 50 feet or so away. This is, it's just an incredible difference if they're dressed properly, so we can get some education out. So these are things we think we can do in the first year or so.
Other short-term ideas included in the MPO plan were painting shared lane markings on the road and giving out bike lights to cyclists who ride at night. Long-term, Torres said the Department of Transportation can narrow traffic lanes to make room for bike lanes, replace some parking spaces with bike lanes, and conduct an outreach and education awareness program for both cyclists and drivers. Alan Snell, director of the Southwest Florida Bicycle United Dealers, praised the recommendations as the first step to create a biker-friendly city.
I support the suggestions that Gina summarized, and I think they're sound and sensible. I think they're an outstanding positive first step toward dealing with bicycle issues in the metropolitan Tampa area. I also think it's an ideal opportunity to also use this as a launching opportunity to put in especially some of the shared road markings that Gina showed on roads that are traveled by bicyclists, especially routes that people take from South Tampa into downtown and from downtown to the USF campus.
According to federal statistics, Florida is the deadliest state for pedestrians and bicyclists, and Tampa is one of the most dangerous cities in the state. The county averages 7 bicycle fatalities per year, with 87 severe crashes. City Council member Yvonne Capine echoed many council members and bicycle advocates in the room when she said that signage and education can be implemented soon to address the problem.
Along with our resurfacing, we're talking about paint on the road, and that would be the Share Road. It's a wonderful, I live very close to Euclid, which was, that's exactly what's on there. And it serves two purposes. It lets people know that this is also bicycle on the road, and it's educational. It reminds you constantly when you see these on the road that you are sharing that road and bicycles are there. That is something we can implement right away.
Hillsborough County, the City of Tampa, and the Metropolitan Planning Office will be hosting several bike safety workshops over the following months while developing and implementing a bike safety plan. You can find out more information on our website, wmnf.org/news. Reporting from Tampa, this is Matthew Simatala for WMNF News.